Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of RTX Corporation, a heavyweight in the aerospace and defense sector. If you're looking to understand whether RTX is a solid investment for your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage with a quick overview of what RTX is all about. You might know them as a major player in aerospace and defense, and they've got a massive footprint with a market cap of over $233 billion. Their stock is currently trading around $173, and they've been making waves with some big moves lately. I'm excited to break this down for you, so let's jump into the details of who they are and what they do. RTX Corporation, formerly known as Raytheon Technologies, is a powerhouse headquartered in Arlington, Virginia, with a history dating back to 1934. They rebranded to RTX in 2023, and today they're a leader in providing systems and services for commercial, military, and government customers. We're talking advanced tech in aviation, defense, and space. Think jet engines, missile systems, and cutting-edge sensors. They operate through key segments like Pratt & Whitney for engines, Collins Aerospace for avionics, and Raytheon for defense and intelligence solutions. With 185,000 employees globally, they're a massive operation in the industrial sector, specifically aerospace and defense. Their mission is clear: innovate and deliver for some of the most critical needs in the world. So let's see how that translates to their numbers. Now let's talk revenue, where the money's coming from, and how it's growing. In 2025, RTX reported a staggering $88.6 billion in total revenue, up from $80.7 billion in 2024. That's a solid year-over-year increase, showing they're capitalizing on demand. Breaking it down by segment, Pratt & Whitney led the pack with $32.9 billion, followed closely by Collins Aerospace at $30.2 billion, and Raytheon Intelligence and Space at $28 billion. Geographically, the U.S. dominates their sales with nearly $74.8 billion, while Europe chips in with $18.8 billion, and Asia-Pacific with $13.8 billion. What stands out here is their heavy reliance on domestic markets, which could be a double-edged sword depending on U.S. defense spending trends. Still, this diversified revenue stream across products and regions shows resilience, especially in a volatile global landscape. Moving on to earnings, RTX has been putting up some impressive numbers recently. For Q1 2026, they reported earnings per share of $1.78, beating expectations of $1.52. That's a nice jump from $1.47 in the same quarter last year. Full year 2025 numbers show net income at $6.73 billion, or 5.2 per share, compared to $4.77 billion and 3.58 per share in 2024. Revenue growth and operational efficiency are clearly driving profitability, and they've even raised their full year 2026 outlook based on strong defense demand. The backlog is robust, and that's a good sign for sustained earnings power. It's not just about beating estimates, it's about consistent growth in a competitive space. Let's dig a bit deeper into what management had to say during their latest earnings call for Q1 2026. They highlighted an 8.9% sales growth year over year, fueled by both commercial and defense sectors. Leadership expressed confidence in their strategic investments, like the $100 million expansion in Poland for Pratt & Whitney to meet rising demand for engines. They also pointed to key contract wins, such as delivering a second missile warning sensor to the U.S. Space Force through Raytheon. While they acknowledged supply chain headwinds and geopolitical uncertainties, the tone was optimistic, with a focus on a strong backlog and innovation as growth drivers. This aligns with the numbers we're seeing, so it's reassuring to hear management backing up the data with a forward-looking strategy. Now let's take a closer look at RTX's financial health through their statements. On the income side, operating income for 2025 hit $8.89 billion, up from $6.67 billion in 2024, showing they're managing costs well despite inflation pressures. Net profit margin sits at a respectable 7.6%, and gross profit margin is around 20%, which is decent for this industry. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets are at $171 billion as of 2025, with cash and equivalents at $7.4 billion. Total liabilities are high at $103.9 billion, giving a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.61, which isn't alarming, but suggests they're carrying a fair amount of leverage. Current ratio is just above 1, at 1.03, indicating they can cover short-term obligations, though it's tight. Free cash flow for 2025 was a healthy $794 billion, up from $4.533 billion in 2024, which gives them room to invest or return value to shareholders through dividends. They're currently yielding about 1.4%. Overall, the financials paint a picture of stability with room for growth, but that debt load is something to keep an eye on. So, is RTX priced fairly right now? Let's dive into the valuation. The stock's trading at a trailing PE ratio of about 39.2, which is on the higher side compared to the industry average of around 79, but still suggests a premium. Price to sales is at 2.98, reflecting strong revenue, but again, not cheap. Looking forward, the 2026 forward PE is estimated at 29.7, trending down to 26.6 by 2027, which could indicate the market expects earnings growth to catch up with the price. Enterprise value is $296 billion, factoring in debt, and free cash flow yield is a modest 3%, showing they're generating cash but not at a bargain level. At a $173 per share, some might argue it's overvalued, especially with growth guidance at just 5-6% annually. I'd say it's priced for perfection. Any misstep could weigh on the stock, but strong fundamentals justify a premium to an extent. Let's break down RTX through a SWOT analysis to see the bigger picture. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is robust. Consistent revenue growth and a strong backlog in defense contracts give them a solid foundation. Their innovation is top tier, with recent recognitions as a global leader in patents for 2026. Brand power and diversified segments like Pratt & Whitney and Raytheon add to their edge. On the weaknesses front, high debt levels are a concern, as is their reliance on U.S. government contracts, which can be unpredictable with budget shifts. Opportunities are massive. Global defense spending is rising, and expansions like the one in Poland position them to capture more market share. Plus, geopolitical tensions often drive demand for their products. Threats include intense competition from players like Boeing and Lockheed Martin, as well as supply chain disruptions that could hit margins. Regulatory risks and potential cuts in defense budgets are also looming. Overall, RTX has a strong position, but they're not without challenges. Now let's check out RTX's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 1.88%, and over the last month, it's gained 4.36%. Zoom out to 3 months, and we're looking at an 18.64% increase, with a whopping 63.79% gain over the past year. Over 5 years, it's up an incredible 180.71%, outpacing many in the aerospace and defense industry. Compared to the sector, which is up 28.29% over the past year, RTX is a standout. On the chart, we're seeing a strong uptrend with higher highs and higher lows, though it's trading near all-time highs at $173. Momentum indicators suggest it might be overbought short-term, so a pullback could be on the horizon if there's any negative news. For long-term investors, this performance screams stability, but timing your entry point will be key. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis to see if RTX is worth its current price. Using a discounted cash flow approach, we can project future free cash flows based on historical data and growth assumptions. RTX generated $7.94 billion in free cash flow for 2025, and with a conservative growth rate of around 5% annually, aligned with management guidance, and a discount rate of 10%, we can estimate the present value of future cash flows. Terminal growth after 5 years is pegged at 3%, reflecting a mature industry. Crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value comes out to around $122.30 per share based on standard assumptions, compared to the current price of $173. That suggests RTX might be overvalued by about 40% right now. However, this doesn't account for potential upside from increased defense spending or breakthrough contracts, which could justify a higher valuation. If you're a value investor, you might wait for a dip closer to that $122 mark, but growth investors could still see room to run given the sector's momentum. All right, let's tie this all together. RTX Corporation is a dominant force in aerospace and defense, with strong financials, a diversified portfolio, and impressive recent performance. Their revenue and earnings growth are solid, and innovation keeps them ahead of the curve. However, the stock's premium valuation at a PE of 39 and potential overvaluation based on intrinsic value analysis means you've got to weigh the risks. Debt levels and reliance on government contracts are factors to watch, but rising global defense demand could be a major tailwind. For long-term investors, RTX looks like a quality hold, especially if you can snag it on a pullback. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on RTX? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.